We spend a big chunk of our lives in school, but as we find out, the educational system and the real world are two different places. In school, there are rules. Everyone has the chance to get an A, no matter what you look like. But that idea of fairness changes in the real world. We asked some college students what would happen if their boss told them they had to change the way they look.
If I walked into my job on the first day of work and my boss told me I needed to change the way I looked, I would say right back to them, this is not appropriate.
I would be offended because that's like an attack on who I am.
I would probably just listen to what he's saying and then not do that.
For people at their first job out of college, it could be a slap in the face to learn that your appearance is often just as important as your abilities. Stateside's Lucy Perkins has this story about one young woman who learned just that.
In the beginning, it seemed like a pretty good gig. Haley Foydell graduated from the University of Michigan last spring, and in June she moved to New York for her first job out of college. They gave her bonuses, and her contract promised her expensive suits. But things changed quickly when a manager approached her on her first day of work, even though she was following their dress code and wearing professional business attire.
I was just sat down by this woman and told, you know, your shoes are not shiny enough. Your pants are a quarter of an inch too short. You, like, look like a slob.
Foydell was training to be a restaurant manager at a corporate restaurant management company.
I was told that I would be expected to wear mascara, eyeliner, eyeshadow, blush, and lipstick every single day, none of which I felt comfortable doing.
Foydell tried to talk to her HR representative. She told her how uncomfortable the makeup requirement made her feel, but nothing changed. The next week, one of her bosses suggested she go to a high-end makeup store and get a makeover. But Foydell doesn't wear makeup, and she didn't want to start. After a month of working without blush or eyeshadow, she was fired. The company did not respond to requests for comment. Dana Muir is a professor of business law at the University of Michigan. She says this kind of treatment might seem unfair, but it's perfectly legal.
And under our basic rule of employment at will, typically an employer could fire someone on any given day for not wearing makeup, even if they didn't have a specific set of grooming standards in place.
Employment at will is part of federal labor law. Think about the job you have now. You chose to work there, and you can always choose to leave. But your boss can also choose to fire you.
It might be perfectly legal, but it might not be very smart.
That's Eric Peterson. He's a senior consultant at Cook Ross, a company that teaches business people about unconscious bias in the workplace. Peterson says that companies that make a job dependent on a worker's appearance might actually be turning away talent. And that might create a culture that's not inclusive of different kinds of people. He also says that keeping requirements equal for men and women are a big part of making a workplace inclusive.
And I might point out to them that as a woman working in this particular organization, what you're saying is, guys, the face that nature gave you is great. Women, not so much. You look hideous, quite frankly, and you need to cover that up with some artificial substances that make you look like something that wasn't exactly found in nature.
Peterson says companies do it because they probably think they'll make more money. But that attitude might not reflect their customers' values. And if a company doesn't reflect its customers, it won't be in touch with them. And that could be bad for their bottom line. Haley Foydell, the aspiring restaurant manager we met earlier, says that what happened in New York taught her a lot about what values she looks for in a workplace.
In a really conservative company like this, I suddenly had to be like, hey, listen, like, I'm not this, like, feminine woman who's about to say, okay, I'll wear more eyeliner to work.
Foydell decided to get out of the corporate restaurant world. Now she's applying for internships and jobs in the Washington, D.C. area. She says her experience in that first job out of college was tough, but it ultimately showed her what she's willing to do and not do for her career. For Stateside, I'm Lucy Perkins.
Our show today was directed by Mercedes Mejia. Our executive producer is Zoe Clark. Stateside was engineered today by Peg Watson. Contributors are Ellie Billings, Emily Fox, Renee Gross, Lucy Perkins, Katie Suha, Claire Tanisketter, and John K. Wilson. This program is a production of Michigan Radio, a broadcasting service of the University of Michigan. I'm Cynthia Canty. Thank you so much for listening, and let's talk tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock.